This year is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocho Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. The topic we will be discussing today is an interesting, fascinating one, not very relevant to Halacha Lamaisa, but nevertheless, interesting sugya. Shimon Levi and the way they acted with Anshei Shechem, destroying and killing the inhabitants. What was the basis of their reaction? Why was Yaakov Avinu angry with what they did? So there's a very well-known machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban regarding this topic. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchas Malachim, Aruch Yudalet. The Rambam explains that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is Dinim. Dinim demands that the B'nai Noach put up a judicial system. They take care of their criminals. Judging, punishing, and because Shechem ben Hamor committed a terrible sin, not only a sin, but a crime as well, and they didn't judge him, they didn't punish him, so they violated the mitzvah of Dinim. And as we know, the Gemara Sanhedrin Nunches Azoroson Zi Misoson. And therefore, they actually were Chayiv Misa. That is the approach of the Rambam. The Ramban rejects the Rambam because the Ramban argues that they are punishable by death only Sheva Misas, which are Sheva Al Taisa. Like, do not steal, do not kill, do not worship idols. But when they are Mevatel, a mitzvah that is Kumvasei, there is no capital punishment. And therefore, that cannot be the explanation why, on what basis, Shimon Levi destroyed Anshei Shechem. According to the Rambam's opinion, why was Yaakov angry if they actually did what they were required to do? So the Radbaz says, Gershon Hasgai Kekon Shenoilet Domi. Obviously, according to the Radbaz, the Mila was not merely an act of circumcision, but it was defined as Gerus, and therefore, Yaakov Avinu argued, Gershon Hasgai Kekon Shenoilet Domi. A year ago, or maybe a bit more, I discussed the basic topic of Gershon Hasgai Kekon Shenoilet Domi, and we dealt with the question, does that mean that any punishment that is delved out to Bnei Noach before the Geiris is dissolved once they are Megaya? Or maybe the concept of Kotin Shenoilet has nothing to do with Dinei Oinshim. But nevertheless, this is what the Radbaz writes. So, what was their opinion? Yaakov Avinu argued Gershon Hasgai Kotin Shenoilet doing? Well, maybe according to Shimon Levi, they didn't understand that this was Geirus at all. Maybe the argument between Yaakov and his children was the very famous question that the Mishnah HaMelech deals with at great length in Sefer Proshas Drochim. Avaseinu Akdoshim Lefnei Ma'anteira. Did they have a Din Yisrael or a Din B'nei Noach? If they had a Din Yisrael, then Geirus is a possible concept. But if there was no Din Yisrael, there can be no Din of Geirus. Because the essence of Geirus is leaving one nation and coming Lachsois Tachas Kanfi Ashchena, being part of Klal Yisrael. But if there was no Klal Yisrael, then we cannot interpret the Mila of Anshei Shechem as Geirus. Another approach might be, maybe their argument, Yaakov on one hand, Shimon Levi on the other, is the machlokes we find in Yevamos Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Gershon Hasgai L'Shem Ishus, is the Geirus valid or not? Going a step further, the Ritvo explains in that same sugya, Yevamos Chof Dalet Amud Beis, even though the halacha is kulam geirim and Gershon Hasgai L'Shem Ishus it is a valid geiris, but only in the condition that he was mechaven, he had pure intent to take upon himself the observance of Tariag mitzvahs. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Isura Bia seems to indicate no. According to the Rambam, the mere fact that he was mezgayer before a Beis Din, even though we're not sure that his intent was actually sincere, the geiris nevertheless is valid. Maybe that was the machloikis between Yankov and his children. Well, if we reach this point, let's go a step further. So, b'derech drash, b'derech pilpul, I once argued, Yaakov Avinu says, achartem oisi, you cause me disgrace. Why? What is the disgrace? Because Yaakov married two sisters, and the Ramban and many Rishonim ask, if the others were observant before Matan Torah, kiyum avraham avinu kol ha-Torah kula ad shelenitno, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So one of the tirutzim is they converted and Gershon is Gaike Kotin Shonoilet. So Yaakov tells his children Shimon and Levi, if we assume Kotin Shonoilet, why did you kill Anshe Shechem? So by killing Anshe Shechem, the message you conveyed is that there is no Kikot and Shinoira. Then people will ask me once again, on what basis that I married two sisters? So that is the argument, and that is why Yaakov is angry, and he says, Acharta Moisi Lahavisheini, because this comes back to the issue of Yaakov Avinu marrying two sisters. So these are varying different interpretations that one might suggest to explain what was the rationale of Shimon Valevi in destroying Shechem, and what was our Yankov's feeling that they did the wrong thing. But lefi pshutoi shel mikra, Yankov speaks very clearly, v'ani mesay ma'at v'nesfu alai v'haraguni. Yankov Avinu says, I don't care about your kanoas, what you had in mind, and why you attacked them with such a vengeance, but you caused a grave danger to us all. And even if they were chayiv misa medin sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, it definitely isn't yeherig v'al yavar. And that is why Yaakov is angry with Shimon the Levi. So I quoted the Ramban. The Ramban says, there is no chayiv misa only in a mitzvah of sheva taisa, not in a mitzvah of kumvase. What would the Rambam respond? I think the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is the interpretation of the Sugyat Sanhedrin Nun Chesomet Beis. Sanhedrin Nun Chesomet Beis, the Gemara says, Nochri Sheshovas Chayiv Mis. So the Gemara asks, so why isn't this included in the Sheva Mitzvahs? The Gemara answers, Sheva Mitzvahs is Sheva Al Tais. Nochri Sheshovas Chayiv Misa is a mitzvah they have to do a malucha. That's Kumvasei. Kumvasei doesn't fit into the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So the Gemara asks, how about Dinim? Dinim is also Kumvasei. They have to establish a judicial system. They have to judge and punish. That's Kumvasei. So the Gemara responds, Dinim also has a different aspect of Sheva Al Taisen, that they are prohibited in doing heinous acts, resha, avel, aven, and that is Sheval Tais. So the Rambam explains, one's dinim is included in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach because it has an aspect of Sheval Tais. If it's Sheva Mitzvahs, then it's Sheva Mitzvahs. And as a Rosan Zuvim Yisoson, even on the Kumva Asei side of Mitzvah Sadinim, there is no basic rule that a goy isn't punishable for Kumva Asei. No, that's not the correct interpretation. The question is, does it belong in the Sheva Mitzvahs or not? Nochri Sheshovas is entirely Kumva Asei, therefore it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. If it's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs, there is no Einish Mis. Dinim has an aspect of Sheva Taisa, therefore it is included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Once it's part of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, it is punishable with capital punishment. The understanding of the Ramban is different. And the Ramban says, never do we say Aseros and Zui Misosan only by Sheval Taisa and not by Kumvase. Therefore, according to the opinion of the Ramban, there is no room for argument that Anshei Shechem were Chayiv Misa because they did not judge Shechem ben Chamor. That is the way I would understand the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban makes an additional comment. I think I forgot to say where the Ramban is. The Rambam is, as I quoted, Perikas of El Chasmarachim, the Ramban is in Perish Ramban Ala Torah in this week's Parsha. So the Ramban says, so why were Anshei Shechem Chayiv Misa? The Ramban says, because they were murderers and thieves and idol worshippers, and they were Oivan Hashem and Mitzvaseim. Beyond that point, the opinion of the Ramban is that Dinam includes the entirety of Chush HaMishpot. Maybe the entire set, the entire category of Mitzvah Sheben Odom L'Chaveroi, including Mazik, Oinoa, Oines, Umafata, and therefore Anshei Shechem definitely were Chayiv Misa. So why was Yaakov angry with Shimon HaLevi? So the Ramban says, Yaakov argued, maybe they did tshuva, maybe they will do tshuva, and killing them is not justified, even though it is a very basic halacha. Tshuva isn't relevant b'mishpat Beis Din. It is only bein Adam l'mokri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, accepts tshuva sarashoyim, but a bezin cannot take tshuva into account. Neither lahavdul could a court. So, what is the argument of Yaakov Avinu? Ulai yashuvu el Hashem, and there is no reason to kill them. The Ramban includes in his comments, Yaakov Avinu says, maybe they are Chayiv Misa, but what does it have to do with you? It is not your responsibility. And the Meshech Chochma, Parshas Kiseitza, is Medak from the Pusuk, Uvi'arta ro mikirbecho, mikirbecho, avalo mikirav ha'amim. That is not our responsibility. The Goyim have a mitzvah dinim, they have to take care of their sinners. It is not our responsibility. I also want to add on a point that Tosfos makes in Avodah Zarah Samech Daled Amud Beis. If you see a non-Jew that was over on Echad Meshavah Mitzvos, if you're not entitled to punish him until he comes before a court and they rule that he is Chayiv. Shimon Belevi, we do not find that they had a Beis Din, that they judged Anshei Shechem or Shechem ben Chamor, and therefore Yaakov said, you had no chiyuv to fight them, to destroy them, and you put us all into grave danger without being required to do so. The Chelkes Yoev has a big chiddush, Tinyon Asim and Yudalet. His argument is that the Mishpat of Bnei Noach is essentially different than Mishpat Yisrael. In modern law, in most modern countries, many crimes have a minimum punishment and a maximum punishment. And the judge or the jury have the authority to decide, according to the circumstances, what degree of punishment should be administered. In Mishpat HaTorah, we do not find that the judge has any authority regarding the harshness or the leniency of punishment. The court's responsibility is to decide chayev o zakai, guilty or innocent. If guilty, then all the punishments are fixed. However, the Chelkes Yoev argues, Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach are different. And the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, when the Gemara says, Azaros and Zuri Misoson, the court is entitled to give them Einish Misa, but is not obliged to do so. And a non-Jewish court does have authority on Shikul Adas, whether to give the harshest punishment, which is Misa, or a lighter punishment. According to the Chelkes Yoyev, we would have an additional explanation why Yaakov Avinu was angry with Jim and Alevi. Okay, let's say they were over on Sheva Mitzvahs, but you could be lenient. Why did you have to put me and yourselves in grave danger? Maybe that would be the argument of Yaakov Avinu. So these are the two basic approaches of Ramban and Rambam. The Meshech Chochman, this week's parsha, says the Anshei Shechem were chayv misa because of choyvel ba'atzmo, and that was how Shimon Levi tricked them into a deal which ultimately brought to their downfall. Asul adam lachbol ba'atzmo, and by a goy that is oynish misa. I do not understand at all. The Yisrael of a man, Lachbol Ba'atzmo, is derived in Bava Kama Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis from Nozir. A man Nozir Shalot Tzier Et Atzmo Elam En Ayayin Nikro Choyto Choyvel Ba'atzmo is also a Choyto. So it has nothing to do with Sheva Mitzvahs, nor does it have anything to do with Dinam. Dinam is Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Lo Ben Adam La'atzmo. Even if we would maintain that a goy is machuyev shelo lachbol ba'atzmo, which is reasonable, because if you learn it from Nozir, Naziris liyisron itno velo lebnei noach, but even if we would stretch and say goyim also are prohibited in lachbol ba'atzmo, it's not a lav, it's not an azora. It should be defined rotzoyin ha'toyre, an ethical principle that we learn from Nozir. That definitely would not bear a chiyuv misa. One more approach, and a very interesting one, is in the Chidush Arim. I think it's also in Sfas Emes, but I'm not totally confident. Chidush Arim says, just like Nochri Sheshoves Chayev Misa, because Shabbos is a bris and a nois, Nochri Sheyosek B'Torah Chayev Misa, Nochri Shemal Chayev Misa. And once again, that was the trick of Shimon Velevi. But I wonder, it's a Mefurash Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Halachas Mila, also a Sifin Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Samech Chet, Sif Tet, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch make it clear that if a goy wants to circumcise himself to get Schar Mitzvah, he's entitled to do so. And we are entitled to circumcise him, to give him Mila. It is a wonder that the Chiddush Arim of the Sfas Emes don't bring this Rambam. I am aware that L'chore it is Astir and Ramo, Reish Samach Gimel Sifei, the last line is in Reish Samach Gimel, Asula Murata Goy. The Shach and the Taz deal with the question. The Taz has a very interesting pshat. He brings the Medrash that Avraham Avinu sits next to the Pesach Gehenom and he checks every person that's want to be taken into Gehenom whether he is circumcised, and if he's Chosan Bois of his Kodesh, he doesn't let him in. So the Taz says, if we're going to mal goyim, we cause total confusion to Avraham Avinu. How would he know whether it's a goy or a yid? So Avraham might be angry with us, and therefore Sulamul let a goyim. But I don't think this would explain the approach of the Chiddush Arim, because that isn't Sheva Mitzvaseim. What issa would they have interfering with Avraham Avinu's business? I think the pshat is, a goy is entitled to do mila and he gets schar. That's what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say. But we cannot be mal because we don't want to, you know, cause confusion up there with Avraham Avinu. But that definitely isn't a chiyuv misa resting upon a guy that circumcised himself. The shach, in order to reconcile what seems to be a contradiction in the Ramah, says that the kavanah of the Ramah in Reish Samach Gimel, when he says asur amur et agoy, it's rak l'shem refuah, but not l'shem mitzvah smil. However, tshuvas me'il tzedaka simen yudaled, he has machalak why the goy wants to mal himself. And if his intention is lahoser cherposoy cherpesa orla, then we are prohibited from giving him mila. So according to the Mil Tzedakah, one might argue that that was the chokhmah of Shimon Halevi when they said cherpa ulonu, that our sister should marry a person that has an orla. And therefore, the Mil Tzedakah says, if they are mal lahoser cherposon, that would be an issur. But I once again stress, definitely wouldn't be misa, has nothing to do with sheva mitzvahs, and it is totally unreasonable that we say azeros and zuri misos. This week's parsha, we also learn the mitzvah of gid hanosha, and every year when we deal with this sugya, I quote the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes, why is gid hanosha so important? Because it is important that we remember the struggle between Yaakov Avinu and the angel. According to Chazal, that angel was Soroy Shal Esav. It is important that we remember, because this struggle, Lo Tam Velo Nishlam, it's not over. This is an ongoing struggle, every generation, every era. Like the Ramban writes, Noga b'tzadikim shebechol dor v'dor. Throughout the Golas, we will need to remember that struggle and the outcome of the struggle. So Sora Shel Esav wanted to overpower Yaakov, and it was not successful. Yaakov came out with the upper hand. He was victorious. However, he suffered. Noga b'kaf yerechoy v'teika chaf yerech Yaakov. So Sora Shel Esav caused Yaakov pain and suffering and strife. However, he did not overpower Yaakov. To the contrary, Yaakov was victorious. And it is important that we remember this, because Yaakov's struggle, in its very nature, was hopeless. How could a mortal fight an angel from above? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, and nobody could fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Gilo Yisrael Shochach Mepizari. So we derive Chizuk and Amun and Betochen by remembering the struggle, remembering Yaakov's pain, Yaakov's suffering, and remember that Yaakov prevailed. So shall we. We shall prevail. We shall overcome. Chazal teach us that the Shin Samechei Lavan are connected Shin Samechei Yemois HaShono. Chazal do not specify which day connected which lav, only on one day. The Zohar and Ari both say that Gid HaNosha, in a way, is associated with Tisha B'Av. And the remez is Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Eis Gid HaNosha. Eis is Tisha B'Av. Why? What does Gid HaNosha have to do with Tisha B'Av? According to the Chinuch, I understand. Because when do we need the chizuk of remembering that struggle, if not this terrible day? This day of darkness, the day in which both the first Beis Mikdash and the second Beis Mikdash were destroyed. It is in days like Tisha B'Av that we need the chizuk, remembering the struggle between Yaakov and the angel, and remembering that Yaakov prevailed. This last Shabbos I was in Berlin, and it was an extremely emotional experience. My Tzoy Shabbos was Kristallnacht, Leila B'dorach, and I spoke at a big Malava Malka. Being in Berlin, in a wonderful Kehillah of B'nai Torah, doing an unbelievable job in Berlin of all places. Being in Berlin in Kristallnacht, I spoke about our destiny, our story, our pained and glorious and magnificent story. The Nazis spoke of the final solution. We prevailed, and they were reduced to ashes. We know what the final solution was to be. The final solution, ki ayin ba'ayin yir'u b'shuv Hashem tzion. Tikkun olam b'malchut shakai, that will be the final solution. Kristallnacht is what everybody remembers. The symbolism of Kristallnacht. 70 years ago, when the remnants came out of those horrible camps, many of them had an emunah crisis, and it is well known. We know some of those people in our families, in our communities. Who are we to judge them? We shall not and cannot judge them. Al tod naschavecho ad shetegi el hamakoymoy. So my great Rebbe, the Klozer Magid Rebbe, once said, and I remember when I heard him say that, a shudder went through my body. And I shudder every time I relate those words. He lost his wife and 11 children in the Holocaust, and he was left alone. And he said, never for one moment was I mahara rachrei midos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very few people could make such a statement. The Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Rabbi Yerlish, was once asked, is there anybody today that could take kvitlach, that could give brochas? And the Satmar Rebbe responded, if you see a man with those numbers etched into his forehand, and the ritzuas of tefillin cover those numbers, he could take kvitlach. He could give brochas. So these giants knew, felt their brethren, and we cannot judge those people. But in hindsight, in retrospect, after 70 years, I think the Holocaust and what has happened since should be a source of inspiration and chizuk. Nobody dreamed, nobody would believe 70 years ago that the Jewish people will rebound and reach for ever greater heights. What we witness today is a miracle. We are that miracle. Out of devastation unlike any mankind has ever experienced, here we are. Greater in numbers, in dedication, in devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Rav Yaakov Emden, the great sage, wrote 300 years ago, Chai Roishi, Kasher ani mezboinen bekiyum kol Yisrael begolus. Se achas ben shivim ze'evim. This is a miracle, in my eyes, a greater miracle than all the miracles experienced by our forefathers. On the sea, in the desert, and in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote those words 300 years ago, and I think to myself, what would he write today, after an additional 300 years of strife, of suffering, after the Holocaust? Probably he would write, this is a miracle, greater than Briyas Shemayim Va'oretz, greater than creation. So we are this miracle. So I said Moitzoy Shabbos in retrospect. Kristallnacht made it crystal clear that Israel is forever. That we are here to stay. That we are eternal. No force in the world could destroy us. The angel Soresh Aleis have tried, and he did not succeed. So did Hitler. So did many others. And here we are, forever, for eternity. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Ki lo yiseh shochach mipi zaroi. Sefer HaChinuch is a magnificent sefer, but it's not a sefer of tefillas or tchinas or bakoshas. There is only one tefillah in Sefer HaChinuch, and that is Mitzvah Gimel, the Mitzvah of Gidanusha. After explaining the essence of this mitzvah as a source of chizuk in Amunah and Betochen, as a source of inspiration, the Chinuch brings what the Pasuk says, Vazorach lo yashemesh, and his finishing remark is a tefillah. Kishem shezorachu shemesh la'av lahushi'u min atzar u'min yisurim, kein tizrach lanu shimsho shel moshiach tzedkenu, lahushi'enu min atzar u'min yisurim, b'mheiro v'yomenu amen.